Blog Talk Radio.
This is your boy City. When I'm out there in the club, man, I'm rocking with my boy DJ Tom G on the ones and twos.
Yo! Father Jesus, him I said, pan him clone, him and no say, him I soon carry, I home him, I the only man me want, only man me want. Daddy Jesus, him I said, pan him clone, him and no say, him I soon carry, I home him, I the only man me want, only man me want.
Yo, this is Sis K, leave a message after the tone, represent the Lord in everything you do.
Hey, hello everybody. This is Sexy Child. It is 4:08 on the Northern Dial, and we're checking in today, and we're praying that everybody is doing quite well. How is everybody? I'm praying everyone is doing well. We have a special guest today, and we are most excited. Kita will be calling us in shortly. Now, please bear in mind, Kita is calling from UK. As such, Kita is working out the logistics of getting a call in studio here. So we're going to bear with her while she works that out. And also, we have to give a moment to just bring down the mood. As I was getting prepared for the show, I personally was overcome with emotion. And I guess, you know, Daddy Jesus, the way he is, he felt that in my spirit, and he brought this song before me, and as I listened to this song, it just solidified the way I was feeling in my heart. A lot of women have gone through stories such as what Nikita has gone through, including myself. Unfortunately, I was not Nikita. I actually was the one, Kita, I was the one who actually married a childhood love of my life. And when I did that, the marriage only lasted maybe, technically it's still, you know, we're doing an annulment, but it was so brief that it just was like a waste of time. And I had to literally leave with my life. I thank God I married a narcissist. So as I was listening to Kita's testimony, I realized that there are two scenarios to that. Tea, please. Thank you. The tea is needed, you guys. As I think back on that, and I know a lot of us have been in bad relationships and even marriages, and in those circumstances, sometimes in an effort to make it be solidified, you feel that you can solidify it in Christ. Well, if we get married, okay, that's going to make this work out. We're just going to get married. Let's get married. No, no, no. It doesn't work like that. It has to be a bond that is put together in the kingdom. It's not something that you just do. You just don't get married. I like the way you look and you like the way I look. No. That is not how marriage is reconciled in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, marriage is a kingdom decision. And as such, it is up to God in the kingdom to discern who are to be partnered together. And why are couples partnered together? Partners are coupled together to do kingdom work. It's business. It's business. It's not personal. We have to be about our Father's business. And the person that God has for you is going to be someone who is like-minded in the workmanship that he has you to set on. He may be in an area of life where he's able to lift you up in some ways and vice versa. You will complement one another, but at the same time, you're together as two children of God, and you're there to service the kingdom. Not to, we do get the gift, the love, the luxury of being able to luxuriate ourselves with one another, but more so that relationship has been established, kingdom can come together. And that is what the quest is. The quest is to get the kingdom of God, our characteristics, our lifestyles, our mannerisms, to get them down here on earth. And that is before we inhabit the whole place, because technically it belongs to our dad, and our dad is going to come and we will be inheritors of it. And to be certain that you are an inheritor of it, you would want to be certain that you are within the correct, I guess the best way to say it is follow the commandments. You want to follow the commandments. Now, we're not legalistic here at Tea with the Northern Duchess. You all know that. We've all sinned and fallen short. But you need to walk according to the guidelines of the kingdom if you're going to be looking for the privileges of that kingdom. Even here in America, if you're living in America, and in order to live in this country, you have to follow the particular guidelines that consist with being a resident of this country. You have to file taxes. You have to stop at red lights. I mean, these are certain things that you must do in order to reach into another person. And imagine all the issues that come when little small rules are not paid attention to in this country. Now, in the kingdom of God, it's quite different. In the kingdom of God, you have issues where you have to go within the guidelines of the king, because in a kingdom, what the king says, that's it. There's nobody else. There's no senate. There's no mayors. There's no governors. No. What the king says is law. When the king speaks, that's it. Even the king's queen is not able to go in front of a king unless he summons for her. We are kingdom children. And what Kita really is conveying in her testimony is that when she entered the kingdom, that is when she realized that this is something that is a kingdom decision, is bigger than me. I'm going to give them their thank you card. In addition to, I'm going to also accept. I'm going to look around me, and I'm going to see what gifts I received out of this union. Likewise, I am going to be thankful that I did have a journey with this man, because it brought forth a child. In addition to that, it brought forth my testimony. And her testimony is what we are ready to hear. Now, Kita is in the UK. So as such, she contacted our radio affiliate and let them know she was having a difficult time calling, and she was scheduled to come in to talk. She was scheduled to talk on Saturday, but out of the exhilaration of the moment, she decided that she would go right on ahead, and we agreed. And unfortunately, with the different broadcasting circumstances, I see her struggling to get in. I see her right now physically trying. I can see it. And I can see she's having an issue. This is a 30-minute showcase, and we're on a live stream. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go in, and I'll just take my testimony of my situation, and I want to do another side of it, not the side where you don't get the ring, but the side when you do get the ring and you wish you had not gotten it. Firstly, let me just tell you that there are people that are in different situations than mine where they get the ring and they stay in those marriages. Now, when you decide that you're going to stay in a marriage with someone that is not your kingdom partner, and you were participating in a lust situation where you guys were sleeping together, procreating, okay, that already taints the potential of that union. That taints that. Why? Well, you are entering into something where two parties each have discerned that they're going to go against kingdom policy. Now, Kita, she was not born again at that point. Now, when she became born again, she took him and brought him to the Lord. and she and him were going to church together. And it just kind of flipped on her that the person that God had for her, for him, actually must have appeared. And she basically was the person to not only be led to the kingdom, but to bring him as well. So there are times when you realize that someone that you think was for you is actually just for you to be on assignment with. That's just someone that you're supposed to help direct and give a little directive, and hopefully he'll take on and, you know, he'll discern that he wants to be part of the journey. My ex, he did not want to, he told me initially, he may have thought, he decided he wanted to have a relationship with God. He wouldn't bother me. We went through counseling in Jamaica. We went through counseling in America, and we took the prerequisite steps. He wrote a letter to my family. I got permission from everyone in my family, and he likewise did the same as much as he could. And we felt that because we were childhood sweethearts, split apart because of his deportation, that things would work out in our favor. Instinctively, when his sister contacted me, found me on the social media, it felt like the right thing. I said, yes, I've always loved him. You know, he was in jail for so long. He's always been someone who was very special and precious to my heart. At that point, I was in chastity for 3 years. So I was in chastity for 3 years, and when his sister found me on social media, I said to him strictly, are you a believer? Are you a believer? Are you a believer? Okay. Ultimately, he was on the fence. At the end of the conversation, the counselor said that love is enough. Since then, I've gone on her social media to personally let her know, no, love is not enough. You must have a husband that is not only in Christ, but that is baptized in Christ. And for any of you who do not know what a narcissist is, all I can say is look it up. It's another topic, and we'll cover that here on the Northern Rain. But if you have someone like that in your life who is a narcissist, these type of people are egotistical, they blame you for everything, and they are compulsive liars. And what could end up happening is that they could become sociopaths. And if they become sociopathic on you, they can kill you. So you have to be very careful that you know who you are marrying and that you are certain that that person is from God. Now, as for the women that stay in these relationships, they stay in the relationship, and as they're in the relationship, years go by. A lot of years. Matter of fact, I'm going to take a sip of tea. This is how many years. that many years goes by, okay? And so all those years go by, and they wake up one morning, and they're like, I'm not happy. Well, no, you're not happy. The man that you married is not the person that God desires for you to marry. So how could you be happy? You're not God. He's not God. So neither one of you can command the right to discern who you want. No, God and his kingdom and his government are the ones that put that whole connection together. And I urge you, if you're involved in something with anyone who the relationship is not on the table, where you're fighting for the relationship and you're holding out in different areas of the relationship, certainly intimacy, you know, that is something that is a gift for a married couple. Now, I'm going to talk to you about that a little bit. Intimacy for married couples, and this is another thing, when you get in the middle of something that God has put together, this is really a high crime in the kingdom of God, because the intimacy that married couples have, so that they are able to renew themselves, they're renewing themselves for their mission through this act of lovemaking. Lovemaking is there for these couples to be able to replenish themselves so they can continue to go on doing the work, the kingdom works, whether he's working in the nursing home helping the elderly, or she's working with the youth, or they're sojourning in the kingdom and they're sojourning in the church, or
They're sojourning in different areas. Not every person that is working in the kingdom of God is in the church. And I must say, in the churches, we have some of the biggest hypocrites ever. So you may find that you are in a situation where you're in a relationship and that man brings you to his church and it goes downhill from there. Because in these churches, you have a lot of spirit-filled people, and they carry a lot of spirits if they are not walking within the context of the colloquialisms of what is rendered. You got to be walking within the commandments. If you're all over the place, sleeping over here, doing this, doing that, you become a spirit carrier. And you could bring that all up in your house and all up in another spirit-filled person. Most spirit-filled people that are working in the kingdom, we work alone a lot. We don't let a lot of people all in our sheet. You won't find a lot of that all up closeness and you spending the night at my house. I go to events alone. I really do. I have a sect of people that I like to rock with, and they know who they are, and mainly they're my brothers and maybe one or two other females, and that's it. And I just kind of keep with them because I know their fruit. And you have to be very careful because people walk around with a whole lot of daunting, depressing issues and unhealed wounds. And with these kind of situations, you have a lot of broken people. And broken people continue to break. I mean, all the way down to their children, all the way up, future generations. So we have to be very careful that we are walking in accordance with where God wants us. You can't just say, oh, well, I want to pick this man. Oh, well, I want to go over to the Muslim sect. I want to pick up that person. Oh, well, you know, I want to go over here. I want to get this other kind of person. You cannot choose. The choice is not yours. And they do say sometimes you may find someone who's not a believer and you can transition that person over, but you don't know how long that's going to take. And then, again, I digress, you wake up and you're like that same woman who woke up one morning and she realized she wasn't happy. Now you realize you're not happy, you have to try to reset the course of your life. What are you going to do now? You have his children, you're living in his house, you guys own all this property together and all these things together. So the following Saturday, Keto will be here. And we're going to try to make sure that everything on her end is smooth sailing. And she was trying really hard. And she was like, oh, no, she's just heartbroken that she time difference. And in addition to that, it was a last-minute change that she and I both agreed we could do. And it didn't work in our favor. But that's okay. I hope your Northern Duchess did not disappoint. My book, Just Us, Poetic Justice, you can find it. I'm on Chastity Child. I'm everywhere. My book is published. I wrote a book about it. And every time I cash a royalty check, I can thank him and for the time and stress that he put into my life. And he should be thankful, too. He had a virtuous 3-year virgin when we reunited. And I thank God that I walked away with the same, all the put together parts that I got into it with, because we tested prior, middle, and after. And that's a whole other conversation we will be discussing on the Northern Rain. You have to check and test yourself and your mate. You just don't go off and just sleep with anybody and then have to suffer consequences when you do meet somebody in the person that God wants for you. That could make a change in plans. That could create a delay. Remember, God is a planner. He says, I know the plans I have for you. But if you know the plans you have for you and you want to supersede his, then you're going to have a problem. And that is why he tells us in Habakkuk, please write your vision and make it plain. Make your vision plain, because you can always go back and adjust it and tweak it. And then God can look at it and see how he can exceed what you've put down. And he'll do it. He'll do exceedingly and abundantly more than you ever asked, imagined, and you will be awed. You will be in awe at the greatness of our King. Awesome, and I am so thankful to have a relationship with him and that he brought me out of that miry clay and introduced me likewise into the kingdom, where I realized that I'm on the Northern Ring. I'm free to travel wherever I want, but Chastity Child is stationed on the Northern Ring. And he told me he wanted me to do this interview because she and I were stationed together. She was on one end, and I was on the other end. And guess what? We'll get it done. We will get it done on Saturday. And she is such a humble and meek person. You guys will love hearing from her. And I am here to tell you that this too shall pass. And Keita is here to tell you, this too shall pass. You will smile again. And stay tuned because Keita is going to be a featured writer on our magazine, Girls at Heart. She's going to be a recurring writer on our magazine. And we're glad about it because the fact that she was strong enough to stand up and testify about something as horrific as that shows that she is healed. Hallelujah, Jesus, by his stripes. Thank you, Jesus. She is healed. And we just claim healing for all the brokenhearted on this in this station right now and listening in. So we're asking everyone to just come together and pray for each other as we exit out. We just have 70 seconds, and we're just exiting out in a unison family prayer. Wherever you are, if you're in UK, wherever you are, if you're in Connecticut, Massachusetts, we're just asking you in the 60 seconds that we have left to think about somebody that you know that has gone through or that's going through and that may not be healed. We're asking for you to focus on that person in these last seconds. I'm thinking about someone. I'm locked on her right now, and I'm asking you, Lord, heal her by your stripes, Lord. Give her the victory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You guys, you have a great evening, and be sure to be here on Wednesday. And on Saturday, Keita will be here, and we're going to have it all set. Okay, God bless you. You have a great evening. It's Chastity Child on the Northern Rain, and I am so happy to have a conversation with you. And now I am going to finish my tea. God bless you.